This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Property taxes wouldn't go up as much as expected next year under a proposal unveiled today. The governor's proposal has several steps. First, lawmakers would have to send it to the ballot. Then voters would choose whether to lower the state tax rate for homes in exchange for shrinking tax refunds in coming years. The proposal would also raise the bar for local governments to collect more property taxes. This is all in response to large increases in property values that's set to drive property taxes higher across the state. A lawsuit over the death of an incarcerated man against Mesa County and a health provider has been settled for $2 million. CPR's Lucretia Wembley explains.
Thomas Buford lived at a group home for seriously impaired individuals with intellectual disabilities. He was arrested for a minor assault after becoming agitated one day. According to the lawsuit, the Mesa County Detention Center took poor care of him and he died of a seizure after not taking his medication in 2014. In addition to the settlement, Mesa County says it is now teaching staff how to handle impaired inmates. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Watering your lawn in parts of Metro Denver is restricted in several Colorado cities starting today. Denver, Lakewood, Aurora, and Colorado Springs and elsewhere have activated their summer rules. They say not to water between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Most limit watering to 3 days a week. You're listening to CPR News.